Why Indians Fight Modernization, by Sunanda K. Datta Ray. Tuesday, September 11, 2007. Singapore. Recent attacks on Indian-owned and operated retail stores in several Indian states suggest that many Indians object as much to modernization as to globalization. As with the stymied Indo-America Civilian Nuclear Cooperation Agreement, the problem is more psychological than political. It has been done into Indians for decades that businessmen are crooked, that the generation of wealth is evil and that foreigners are out to loot and pillage the country. The mythology of the recent past painted the United States as the sinister foreign hand behind India's social, political and economic troubles. Salvation lay in socialism, virtuous austerity and non-alignment. That is why Prime Minister Manmohan Singh has been forced to put on hold the nuclear deal he reached with President George W. Bush. A former American ambassador to India, William Sachs, put it into words in the 1970s, "When I call on cabinet ministers, the president, or governors, they all love to talk about their sons, sons-in-law and daughters-in-laws and how well they're doing and how well they like things. The next day I read in the papers the very same people are denouncing the US as a totally different kind of country." Suspicion of the United States is part of the bigger suspicion of everything that goes against the grain of half a century's indoctrination. Resistance to the American Walmart chain, which is in partnership with the Indian company Bharti Enterprises, can be put down to xenophobia. But now the fire has been turned on Reliance, an Indian retailing firm operating Western-style supermarkets that is one of the country's biggest companies. Reliance has a $5.6 billion plan to revolutionize shopping with a chain of stores designed to embrace all strata of society in 1,500 of the country's towns and cities. It hopes to achieve annual sales of $22.3 billion by 2011. Today, India's $350 billion retail trade, which is growing at an annual rate of 20%, is in the hands of some 12 million corner stores, most of them family-run. Big chains do not account for more than 3% of sales. Opposition parties fishing for support among hawkers and small shopkeepers are blamed for the mobs that ransack Reliance stores in West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh and other states. Militant unions, wholesalers organizations, economic Luddites and ultranationalists lent them support. Meanwhile, Indian businessmen like Mukesh Ambani, the chairman of Reliance Industries, are not above inflaming nationalist sentiment by complaining that Walmart will flood India with second-rate Chinese goods. But the real problem is that, in trying to goad the elephant toward modernization, no Indian government has made an effort to reach out to the people since the late Prime Minister P.V. Narasimha Rao announced reforms in 1991. Instead, government and business leaders have preferred liberalization by stealth rather than straightforward education programs. While anti-reform groups like the Forward Bloc and the Trinamool Congress were picketing and stoning Reliance supermarkets, there was nary a squeak of support from the political parties that favor the enterprise, the Bahujan Samaj Party in Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal's Marxists and the Congress Party, which holds power in New Delhi. Their members should have been out in the streets with posters and banners to counter Forward Bloc and Trinamool Congress propaganda and convince farmers, suppliers and buyers that they have everything to gain in terms of quality control, price regulation and variety from efficiently organized retail distribution. They are as silent about this issue as they were about opening India to special economic zones, which also provoke controversy. Their attitude suggests that India's political leaders either don't really believe in economic liberalization or are afraid to take the issue to the voters. Upholding the status quo, the head of the Forward Bloc in West Bengal, Ashok Ghosh, hailed the closure of Reliance stores in his state as a victory for the working class, the toiling peasants and the small traders involved with retail of agricultural products. Many Indians, and not just in Marxist-ruled West Bengal, see entrepreneurs as the modern incarnations of the zamindars, landowners and rent collectors who exploited the peasantry in British times. Many regard multinational corporations as new versions of the British East India Company, which came to India to trade and stayed to rule. That situation leaves the state as a small man's only protector. No one has told people otherwise.